As we all know,
why we're all here,
about 6 years ago, we had somebody in the community that felt that there was a need, there's a void, there's something missing. And as we heard tonight, when most people hear such a thing or feel that, so it's a thought that stays in your mind, maybe you talk about it in shul, or by the kiddush, not before shul, or after shul. And we talk about it, and then it goes away. But Baruch Hashem, we had somebody in our community who had this dream, and it wasn't just a thought, it made it a reality. And because of that, hundreds and hundreds of Avreichim, of families who came to live in Meran Shul, had a place. I think up to like about 500 members since the beginning of the shul. And we had a place to grow, to learn, to daven, and to become close to the Rebbe Shalom. And as many now leave the community and leaves us hanging a little bit, we'd like to present Mendy with a few gifts that will keep him, keep the right mindset that what he built over here in Ramat Hashkol stay with him and never forget us here in Ramat Hashkol. There's a gift, Ellie Metz is bringing it out. Shkayach Ellie for taking care of all the details of the gift. This is from the shul, from Mendy Schefter. Shkayach.
And a clock based on Jerusalem stone that says Meshkachech Yerushalayim. So if he wants to set the time, he can set it to Israel time, don't forget us. And we have a mezuzah, also Jerusalem stone, and a challah cover, which is embroidered with the ZMT's logo. And it's basically here just to remind him of us at all times, wherever he goes, when he steps into his house, when he cuts his challah, whatever it is, he's going to remember us. That's what we're doing here. We're trying to make him never forget us, like we don't forget him. And we're going to miss you.
With that said, there are many of us, there are many people who were part of the shul who are not able to be here tonight, who really wanted to, had a big impact on the shul over the last 5 years. And because they were not able to wish Mendy a personal Teshuvah L'Shalom and a bracha, we decided to put together a surprise video of members of the shul from the last 5 years who have a few messages for Mendy and his family as they leave Eretz Yisrael to Chutzal Eretz.
Shalom Aleichem. My name is Dovi Schwab. I'm currently living in Lakewood. I'm proud to say that I am one of the first members of Zichron Nassen Tzvi. I remember Mendy coming over and saying, "We gotta start a shul. We gotta have a matzid for the Americans living in Ramat Hashkol." Time and again, Mendy would say, "We gotta start a shul." From there, Mendy began his search, finally securing the Wiesel Center. I vividly remember the very first Kabbalah Shabbos. The simcha in the shul was palpable. One lesson we can all learn from Mendy is, if there's a will, there's a way. Mendy can make the impossible possible. Nothing's too hard, nothing's too challenging. He doesn't care what people say or think. If it's the right thing, he just does it. I would like to wish Mendy and his family much bracha, hatzlacha, and mazel on their new journey.
Hi, Mendy. I just wanted to share with you two qualities that I saw in you that I think really stood out, and I learned from it. Firstly, you respect other people. The way you treat other people is you're a gadol in chesed and midos. That's I consider myself a Talmud in that regard. Secondly, your resilience. No matter how many times you strike out, you keep on swinging until you hit that home run, and you do hit that home run. And it's the second thing I remember when after I first met you, and I remember realizing this good about you, and I tell my wife, I never saw someone who just doesn't give up like this. He's going to be a very successful man one day because he keeps on swinging. Eventually, you'll connect. You do connect. So I just wanted to thank you for this chus, getting to know you. And what can I say? Am I ready? Okay.
A concept that was brought up in the recent parshiyos is that of a kanoi. A kanoi, often understood, is a zealot, as somebody who is a fanatic, somebody who gives speeches, doesn't really care what other people think. He talks very strongly, and he has a steely face on, challenges others. I don't know. I was never really impressed with this kind of behavior. And I have a difficult time understanding that Pinchas was awarded the Bris Shalom for engaging in such behavior. I think the proper understanding of a zealot is somebody who looks around and sees a problem. He sees something affecting Klal Yisrael. He sees something affecting a community, and he's bothered to the point that he just springs into action and says, I'm going to take care of it. You know, there are so many people out there that are able to look around and detect problems. And there are other people who don't really know how to detect problems so well, but when they find out about a problem, they do great at talking about it. And other people, they're great at complaining. They see problems and they complain and complain and complain. There are those who are like Pinchas, who are kanoi. They see a problem and they spring into action. And there's no one who fits this definition in our neighborhood more than our dear beloved Mendy. Someone who sees an issue, who sees a problem, who sees an inferior infrastructure, he sees squelched opportunities, and he springs into an action. Mendy, my bracha to you is that being someone who's a real kanoi, you should be blessed as you embark on your masayis and your own parshas masay, that you be blessed with the ultimate bracha of bris shalom, the true bracha for a true kanoi, someone who sees problems and springs into action, and may you be zeicha to mash atzlacha with the true clarity and bracha of shalom. Amen.
Biggie Lauer, I live in Phoenix now. I don't know if you guys all remember me, or if you're all there when I was there, but I was one of the founding members of ZNT. First Shabbos we started. Minion, basically just a minion of Americans and English speakers who came together to have some sort of place where they can get together with people who have similar backgrounds as them. And this really was spearheaded and was the brainchild of Mendy. ZNT took off, and I came back there still last year. I saw how much it grew, even more than when I left, and it's really incredible. So Mendy's leaving, so we want to wish you a lot of hatzlacha. Take the talents that you have, that you used in creating this makam Torah, the makam Tefillah, and Eretz Yisrael, which is so vital for all of us living there, not to feel stranded and alone. It was really, really incredible place to grow. And take those kaiches that went into that to wherever you're going. I don't know where you're going, wherever you're going, I'm sure your talents are going to be very, very useful to build the community. And a lot of atzlacha. Best regards to everyone in Eretz Yisrael.
Reb Mendy, we are wishing you mazel and bracha on your move to Chutz La'aretz. What is this, your ninth Sudas Preda? We know you've been leaving for a while now, but on behalf of the myriad couples and families that you've helped and enhanced their life and stay in Eretz Yisrael, we thank you for building a wonderful shul community, a makam Torah and tefillah, and we wish you tons of success in transporting your family and your life to America and finding the right position and continuing to help Klal Yisrael.
Hi everybody, my name is Tzvi Klein. I lived in Eretz Yisrael about 4 years ago. And when I think about Zichron Es and Tzvi, it brings up a lot of warm memories. The beautiful Friday night davening, which I actually joke around about with my friends now here in America that haven't had a beautiful davening like that since those days. You know, the warm community and shul, and of course the rug, who I miss tremendously. And on this momentous occasion, for many leaving the community and shul, I wanted to express my gratitude on behalf of myself and my family, what Mendy has done for the shul. You know, thinking back to when we first started, and the challenges that we had of finding people to do things, cleaning up the shul, finding people to come for a Shabbos minyan, you know, when the shul wasn't so popular. Mendy was always there. He was there, he was dedicated, and the special thing I think about him, which is something that I truly can learn from, is his humility and the way that he did it with the simcha, which is, you know, which is hard to find. The other thing I wanted to say about Mendy that I think is something that he'll learn from is there are a lot of people that have ideas, and some of them even try to implement the ideas, but very few people can actually carry out the idea. And Mendy came up with the idea to build a shul, and he implemented it. He built a beautiful Makom Torah and Makom Tefillah, and I truly admire him for that. And I wanted to wish, on behalf of my family, I wanted to wish Mendy and his family lots of success and hatzlacha in his move, and I'm sure he's going to be extremely successful in all his endeavors.
Hi, my name is Asher Kogel. I lived in Yiddish Hall. I've lived in Yishechta for about 10 years. I think I'm one of the few people that saw Mendy in the early days before there was a Zion Tehian farm. There was many of the things that Mendy's accomplished, and I can tell you how he did it. Most people, when they have an idea or a vision or a dream, they take it on as something on the side. It's a side project. They do it 1 hour a day, or they do it when they have spare time once a week, something like that. For Mendy, when he has a vision, and this is what happened with ZNT, it became his life. It's a passion. It's all that he thinks about and all that he talks to people about. Wherever he meets, he's discussing what's the ZNT update, where the project's holding, what's been accomplished, what are the problems, what are the challenges. And that way, when it's his life, that's something that ends up happening. We all have tremendous hakaras to Mendy. I, on a personal level, a family have gained, have been inspired, and we've seen Mendy as a role model. Nobody's accomplished. The impact has been tremendous. We wish Mendy tremendous hatzlacha and bracha, himself, his family, should continue having a massive impact on the broader community and on Klal Yisrael. We look forward to seeing what's next. Kol tov.
Hello everyone, I'm Rezianti and Mendy. Apparently you've all gathered together for the long-awaited Sudas Kreda of Mendy Schechter, who supposedly is moving back to America. We'll believe it when we see it. I just wanted to send over a message of Hakaras HaTov to Mendy for getting me involved in the shul and bringing the rug to the shul. The rug is still our rug, even though he was in America, which has been amazing for us. A lot of our where we are and who we are is doing thanks to Mendy Schechter and everything that he did in Eretz Yisrael for us when we started our married life over there. So thank you, Mendy, and hatzlacha rabba with everything that you do. And if you ever miss the Iriyah and all the long hours you spent there knocking your head against the walls, you could always visit the B&B here.
We all appreciate what Rav Mendy has done for us as a community and each person individually. We have much to learn from Rav Mendy. Everything that he does is l'shem shamayim. He had a lot of tough obstacles in the way of things that he wanted to do, but through his l'shem shamayim, he had koyach to persevere. I think it's the fact that he does everything l'shem shamayim that's the secret of his hatzlacha with everything he does. I'm very fortunate to have such a close and dear friend like Rav Mendy, and I wish you, Mendy, a lot of hatzlacha in everything you do for you, for your family, and for the lucky community that gets to have you with them. All the best.
Mendy Schechter, how are you? Okay, I apologize about the background, first of all. I hope I'm clear, second of all. There's so many good things to say about Mendy, that's the truth. But I will just point out one milestone that Mendy has, which is Mendy always made sure that everybody in the show felt welcome. He did that with me, and because of that, I think I got the most out of ZNT, and he does that with every single person who walks into the show. He makes everyone feel like it's their home. He didn't just build the shul and got the tables and the siddurim and took care of all the logistics of the shul. He literally made sure that every single person who walked through ZNT felt like it was his home. And whoever gets Mendy Schechter, or whatever community Mendy Schechter moves to, I'm sure they will grow, and I'm sure it will be a huge skills for that community. Toronto is always an option, of course, Mendy. But personally, I have to thank you for my years in ZNT, and I'm sure the whole ZNT, I don't know what we're going to do without you, but Mendy Schechter, you should have a lot of atzlacha wherever you go, and you and your family should be Masliach and Olam Chayil El Chayil. Mendy Schechter, thank you very much.
Shalom, y'all, from San Antonio, Texas. It's great to see familiar faces representing those of us that are not Zocha to see our leader, Mendy, off on his new endeavor. What can I say? Mendy, it's a very exciting new stage in life. You know, we traditionally sing Kiva Simcha Seitzeyu Mishalim Tuvalim Heharim V'Hagavos Yivtzifu Lifneichem Rina V'chol Atei Asada Yimcha. Interesting choice of words. That the mountains, the valleys, the hills, they'll break out in joy. They'll come to you in joy. And the trees of the field, they'll be clapping. So I think Pashup Shat, it's also very appropriate. Pashup Shat, I think, is that, you know, there's new endeavors headed your way. They might seem like challenges, big hurdles, big mountains. You don't know what's going to be, but they're coming, they're running full force towards you. They're very excited for Mendy, for what you are going to present to them, for what you, God willing, with Hashem's help, what you're going to do for them. Because they have the trees of the fields that you've planted, that you've seen grow, that you've seen take root and grow and produce, and they're clapping. Your accomplishments of the past are clapping for what the new challenges, the new accomplishments, what's lying ahead, what things that are waiting for you to just break out and join. They're excited for you to come there and make a difference. I know I speak for my family, myself, my family, and I'm sure for hundreds of other young delights. You know, I remember the BZNT days, the before Zichron days, and it wasn't easy. There was no place to call home for Americans or Ramat Eshkol. And I'm forever indebted to you for what you've done for our community in Eretz Yisrael. I forever feel like I do have a home there, like many others. And the credit goes to you, Mendy. I mean, you've built a tremendous empire, to call it, but it's a tremendous makam where people feel like it's there for them. It's theirs. It's their home. They could grow. They could spend as much time as they want. They could come back, and that's something that I'm forever grateful. My family is forever grateful to you, and many others are forever grateful to you. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give you and your wife and your children the koach to continue accomplishing and continue making a difference for Klal Yisrael wherever you go. Wherever you go, you should turn the mountains that are coming at you in joy. You should turn them into trees, into fertile land. You should produce, and you should make a difference. And we should hear Sarah's Tavis, and we should all be zeichet to come back home. The Karav, the Behir of Yamenu, Amen. We love you, Mendy. Kal Tov.
Mendy is someone I've gotten to know very well over the last 5 years, working with him together since he founded the show 5 years ago. I've learned a great amount from Mendy. A few things have just jumped in my head. Mendy's perseverance, his helping the claw, his friendliness to others. Everyone knows you meet Mendy anywhere, his smile, hello. just really want to give my heart's thanks to Mandy on behalf of myself and my family for opening the show. When I moved to Toronto School, there was no Zikrasinski. And my years from when there was Zikrasinski were unbelievable, and it changed my life in Antisol. And there's nothing that I can properly repay Mandy for this. I really wanted to give Mandy and his family a bracha.
They shall not
see the smile and saw only good things when they move to America.
Yeah.
Too many speeches.
I have
to take a break.
Okay, can I speak now? Nothing to say.
Oh, how are you? On the way back.
Mandy will speak very momentarily. But before Mandy speaks,
thank you,
and expresses his response to all those speeches, hopefully they'll be a little shorter than the total number of minutes of their speeches. Before Mandy speaks, the shul over here also has a special surprise that we put together over the last few days. Everyone feels very close with Mandy, and they also wanted to express their hakaras hatayiv and their thoughts. I just want to say over one quick, not a tarot, don't worry. Mandy told me recently that the reason why everyone's talking, you see everybody's talking about Mandy the way they do, it doesn't come by itself. Mandy told me a story recently that I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say over, but I'll say it anyway. So don't tell anybody I said this, okay? Shh. Stories like this. Mandy gets a call from Chaya. Does anyone know who Chaya is?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
So a few people. But Chaya is the one that graciously gives us over the Wieso Center every Shabbos and charges us for it, but allows us to be there with all the turmoil that goes on. And she one time called Mandy, and she said, Mandy, it happens every day. Mandy, what are you guys doing there? What are you eating? And he says, wow, what are we eating? There's cocoa all over the stove. Mandy, why the pictures all moved over? And what happens next? It happens every week. Maybe sometimes every day. Then Chaya calls Mandy and complains about the kugel on the stove. So I never knew what actually happened. I knew the story. I never knew what happened. I figured, you know, there's an Arab cleaner that comes and cleans it all up, puts it all together. But no. As we heard, that when Mandy has a project, a vision, he doesn't give it over to other people. He does it himself. And he takes it seriously. And Mandy goes down there with his broom, his sponge rag, at middle of the night when everybody's sleeping. And Mandy goes down there and scrubs off the kugel off the stove, moves the paintings and pictures and mirrors, even though it was moved 3 times, but he moves it again for her in order that we should have a place to daven. Now that Mandy's leaving, I just want to point out that, and this thing is a perfect setting, that we don't have that person anymore to do that. And through this prayer, not only sending off somebody and wishing him bracha, but also speaking out that people who come through this prayer, that we have a void to fill. And when Mandy leaves and we understand what he did, we all have to step up and chip in, because now that Mandy's gone and leaving, that the shul is not going to be able to run the same way it did without each one of us helping out and chipping in the way that Mandy did. And because of our Kras HaTayiv and everyone's feeling that they want to give to Mandy, we put together, Avi Slansky and Ellie Metz put the letters together through the letters, a journal of many different mispalim and people that were touched from the community, from the shul, by Mandy and his family. So thank you very much. You should be able to take the journal with you and look at it whenever you miss us. Okay, with that said, last but not least, I'd like to introduce Mandy Schechter to say as many words as you want.